IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And along with me, sitting in the studio, Sister Asma and Brother Sayyid Abdullah. Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, and once more, I'm glad to be here.
Welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. The pleasure is always ours to have you both actually back in the studio criticizing some of the movies with religious themes. It's quite a while, actually. We've been talking about the movie Dune, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And before me asking you, again, some questions regarding some of the parts of this movie, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Dune, and then we'll be back, continue our program and our critique of that part. Stay with us.
The largest and most dangerous organism on Arrakis is the sandworm, capable of reaching 400 meters in length. To avoid making rhythmic noises which attract the sandworms, the Fremen cross desert spaces using the sandwalk, a dance-like motion with irregular rhythm which emulates the natural sounds of the desert. What scant plant life exists on Arrakis is thanks to the Fremen, who have cultivated deep-rooted tyrannic plants such as saguaro, burrow bush, sand verbena, and incense bush. The shepherd's tree has the deepest documented roots, stretching more than 450 feet deep. These plants cling to life in a parched, nutrient-poor landscape.
Back to the program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize the movie Dune, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. I'm going to ask you, Sister Asma, about, let's say, this part of the movie. They are talking about the sandworm. We all know, having watched the movie, everybody knows, and he'll understand that, or she'll understand that, this is the largest or the most dangerous creature
Terrifying.
Or organism on Arrakis.
Yes.
Right? And that is what they refer to as Shai Halud, mm-hmm. right? And they are sensitive to noises and eat or swallow whatever moves.
Yes, yes.
On the sand. So what's the role of the sandworms or Shai Halud? What do they represent in this movie? Mm-hmm.
Well, in my perspective, I would say that those sandworms are about to represent the natural reaction of the earth against the oppressors. Mm-hmm. As you have watched a movie, you saw that the local people of that place, of Arrakis, have no problem with those sandworms because they've learned how to come in good terms with those creatures. They have learned how to walk in a way, there was a special dance or whatever mm-hmm. for that,
yes.
in order to cross those deserts without any terrible. Mm-hmm. So they had no problem with it.
Yes.
They came to have this connection with that place that there was no more a fear for them. So they knew how to live with them. But for the strangers who came to that place for the benefit of the earth, Those sandworms acted like the power of the earth to react against them mm-hmm. and to actually terrify them in order not to take the spice from the local people of the Arrakis.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Sayyid Abdullah, do you think that somehow represents or somehow gives a hint at one of the Catch-22s available in the desert of the Middle East? Normally, like I'm talking about the climate change and the consequence as a result of it, like the sandstorm mm-hmm. instead of the sandworm, right? Does it really refer to that or not?
It could be. I mean, it's the thing with that creature itself. It represents many things. So it depends on how you look at it. Like the mm-hmm. sister said, it could represent, right. The fact that they. Use of the deserts and stuff like that. You can look at it from the perspective that it could relate to sandstorms. It could relate to the fact because initially the sandworm itself it produces that spice.
Yes.
So it could be referring to the fact that it's oil itself. You know what I mean. So
yes. The power of the oil is turning against them.
So yeah, basically. Not turning against them in a sense, but they shouldn't be getting it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the people of Iraq, as they are more, it belongs to them more than anyone else. That's mm-hmm. why they are in tune with it. They can ride it, like they can ride the wave. But when it comes to others who want to take it away, they're not welcome. So that worm comes and swallows all the machines mm-hmm. because it's not meant to be theirs. So they're not meant to harvest any spice that's being produced by that worm itself. So
right.
even when they refer to it as Shahulud or in Arabic Shay al Khulud, is in the Khulud, something that eternal is something that you would use that suffice you. You know what I mean? So that you can.
What
you
was
can,
the first part? Can, shay in Arabic.
Shay al Khulud.
Shay, like thing.
Thing uh-huh. of. Yeah, thing, even the naming yeah. itself. Thing of. Eternity. So it's meant to be for the people themselves, not meant to be for the others to come and harvest and take for themselves.
Right.
So like I said, it depends on how you look at it. Mm-hmm. It would give you, like from whatever angle you look at it, will give you
right.
a different meaning.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie, June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Bless the maker and his water. Bless the coming and going of him. May his passage cleanse the world and keep the world for his people.
Back to the program. Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program. And we are continuing our program Viewpoint with our guest, Sister Asma, and Brother Sayyid Abdullah. We are criticizing the movie June, there is this part, Sayyid Abdullah, that the ecologist in the movie, Dr. Kynes, mm-hmm. that woman,
yeah.
right? Says, bless the maker and his water. Bless the coming and going of him. May his passage cleanse the world and keep the world for his people.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like rhythmic, like a piece of poem or something.
Yeah.
You know? What is she meant by that? I mean, like when one of their refineries is swallowed by the sandworm? When she says it, it's exactly concurrent with that part of the movie, you know?
Yeah, because that lady herself, she's looking at Shah Khulud to be something divine,
mm-hmm.
right? So even at the end when she died,
right.
she was very happy that she was being swallowed by that thing herself.
Yeah, exactly.
So she looked at this creature mm-hmm. as something divine, as something that gives them purpose, right. that gives them life.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you talk about water, you talk about life itself.
Right.
The essence of this whole world is water. Even the Quran says, like, we created everything from water. So she refers to it as the life of this entire planet. Mm-hmm. So once she's supplicating and doing this dua or munajat or whatever you want to call it, it's trying to highlight the importance of that creature. So to them, it's everything.
Mm-hmm. But she says, bless the maker with a capital M, obviously, and his water. And we all know that water is so precious on desert.
Yeah.
Right? On Arrakis, yes.
All right.
So, but they worship him. They worship those sandworms. They consider him as their gods, right?
Do they?
Yes, they worshipped him.
They did give a hint that it's a worshipped creature.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think, I do think that in the movie they made it clear that there's a higher being. But that creature, either a manifestation of that god himself or whatever. But they gave a sense of divinity to that creature.
What about like a sense of punishment from something
exactly,
of a higher
yes.
realm, like what we call as God, right? Whenever you do something bad, like in the past, people, mythologically speaking, they called, for example, the thunderstorm or lightning as the anger of God, the wrath of God, right? So that was their accounting. That was their explanation.
Yeah, so that's what I said. They gave it a bit of divinity. So being a holy creature itself means... It stems its holiness from the maker himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they worship it. I mean, we do the same thing as well. So, for example, when you look at the prophets, when you look at the imam, when you look at holy things,
yes,
we look at them as very holy, divine things because they are made by the maker.
Right.
The maker gave them whatever they have. So we kind of get attached to them as well in the same in the same way that these guys got attached to these creatures.
Yes, true.
And they are these sandworms are the guardians of that place as well.
Yes.
Because they're protecting from the strangers.
Yes. And something quite noticeable from this movie, Sister Asma, is that the women mostly in the movie are in veil, the black chador.
Yes.
Sort of, you know, in particular. Is that a coincidence or they wanted to... like reflect something or
of
get
course it
a
is
message
not
across.
A coincidence.
What was that?
Well, as I said, of course it is not a coincidence and it was not happening by chance. Since they're talking about the Arrakis, they're referring perhaps to the people of that place, but the Bene Gesserit, the women group that they had, they were a special group that were all women who had some superhuman physical and mental powers.
Yes.
So these women, usually, according to, if we talk about the Middle East, these women are veiled and they have special dressings. So I guess they're trying to refer to a special group of people.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. But you know that, you know, you can't find it like in all of the Islamic countries, like the black chador is somehow representative of or typical of certain country or a few countries, basically.
Yes, I told the Arrakis, since they are talking about the Arrakis, so if we consider Arrakis as equal to Iraq, then we could say that they are referring to people of there, the way they dress.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that. I mean, like the veil itself. I mean, if you cross history, cross religions, every single religion believes in the veil. For example, Christianity, veil is compulsory in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Bible says if a woman does not wear a veil, shave her head off.
Yes.
Shave her head off.
And by the way,
the Jews themselves.
If you go to the nunneries, you see that nuns actually
nuns
in the
wearing,
veil, right?
Wearing a veil. The Jews themselves, actually the Jews are very extreme, even more than the Muslims. The woman has to cover her entire body and face.
Mm-hmm.
Like the actual Jews, if you Google them, their entire face is covered. Like they have the burqa and even their eyes are not showing. Like they have to have this kind of shield on their faces.
Right.
So, and even if you go back, you know, if you go back to the any kind of religion with a history to it, they have the veil as part of it. Even if you go back to the late, I don't know, like if you go back to the late 60s, 70s and 50s and you move up, women were more covered than now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and black itself, it is considered to be one of these things that does not attract attention.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I would say that metaphorically, this black veil adds to the mysterious aspect of those creatures.
True, indeed.
Those women were so mysterious, and they were sort of oracles.
And they're talking about mystics,
by the way. Mysticism, yes. Maybe that was also metaphorically a hint for them.
Yeah, so they want to make sure that, like, usually when they talk about women and women in veil, that nothing, I'm talking about the color black, nothing that attracts. So that gives her a sense of purity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
If she wears colors and stuff like that, she attracts attention. She's attracting attention from men or from people and saying, oh, you know what, look at me, stuff like that. So that kind of pollutes her purity.
Right.
So black, especially when it comes to women, is considered to be like the...
Like the white color for...
For males.
Names.
Yeah, so it's something that looked at as something that is like a woman in dress code to be in a black.
I see.
It's like the best form for her to be in a black.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We try to criticize the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And hopefully we are going to continue the critique of this movie in the upcoming episode. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.